One.
Hi, my name is John Brown. I was born in a deeply religious family in Toronto, Connecticut in the 1800s. My father was opposed to slavery. I married twice and fathered 20 children. I believed in aggressive action towards any slaveholders or government officials who enabled slaves. I think I should be remembered for I was a radical abolitionist who helped slaves. Harriet Tubman, do you have any kids? If so, how many? Did you get married to whom?
I got married in 1844 to a free man named John Tubman. We adopted a kid and named her Gertie Davis. I changed my name to Harriet Tubman after I got married. My original name was Araminta Ross.
What was your childhood life like?
I was born in March of 1822 on Maryland's eastern shore. I was born into slavery and my parents at the time were enslaved. I had 8 brothers and sisters, but unfortunately, because of slavery, we were forced apart. When I was about the age of 5 or 6, I was in the house working as a house servant. Then 7 years later, I was sent to work in the fields. While working in the fields, an overseer threw a 2-pound weight into the field and it hit my head. The injury affected me for the rest of my life.
How did slavery affect your life?
I tried to escape multiple times, each time with a different path. I tried to help others escape as well. It really affected my life because I wasn't able to escape every time I got caught, and I would have a bad punishment. Each time would get worse.
Who were your parents?
My parents were Ben and Rit Ross. They were enslaved when I was born. Rit worked as a cook in the plantation's big house, and Ben was a timber worker.
How do you think people will remember you?
I think people will remember me by what I did for other people. I helped people escape slavery and then helped them live with slavery. I wanted people to remember me as kind, loved, helpful, and brave.
Lucretia Mott, did you have any kids?
Me and my husband had 6 kids. Marie, Thea, Thomas, Maria, Elizabeth, Anna, and Marcia. I married my father's business partner, James Mott. He was a teacher, Quaker leader, merchant, and anti-slavery activist.
What was your childhood like?
I was born on January 3rd, 1793, in Nantucket Island, Massachusetts. I was born to a religious Quaker family who believed all people are equal under God. I went to a Quaker boarding school in New York.
Who did you work with to help you end slavery?
I worked with many people, including Elizabeth Stanton, Mary Ann McClintock, Martha Coffin Wright, and Jane Hunt. We organized the first Women's Rights Convention. Throughout my life, I was active in the abolition and women's rights movements. I also mentored Elizabeth Stanton.
Who were your parents?
My parents were Thomas Coffin Jr. and Anna Folger. I was the 2nd of 5 children.
How do you think people remember you?
Many people didn't like me because I was a woman in public speaking, and that was uncommon for the time. And I think people will remember me as someone who helped African Americans and women get rights.
Sarah Grimke, did you have kids?
I didn't get married or have kids, which was uncommon for the time.
What was your childhood like?
I was born in Charleston, South Carolina on November 26, 1792. My sister and I were born to our parents, Mary Smith and John Grimke. From a young age, me and my sister developed an anti-slavery mindset from the injustice we saw on our plantation. I was the 8th of 14 kids. I grew up on a plantation.
How did slavery affect your life?
I spent a year in the North and realized I couldn't stand the injustice that the slaves went through. So I left home and went to Philadelphia to join the Quaker Society of Friends.
Who were your parents?
My mother was Mary Smith, who married my father and became Mary Grimke. My father was John Grimke. He owned a wealthy plantation in Charleston. He made me realize that I didn't like the treatment of slaves, that I would be an abolitionist.
How do you think people will remember you?
I think people will remember me as a woman abolitionist who helped with anti-slavery laws and women's rights.
Frederick Douglass, did you have any kids or get married?
I had my first kid in 1839. I had 5 children. I had 2 girls and I had 3 boys. I married a girl named Helen Pitt Douglas. We got married on January 24th, 1884.
What was your child life like?
I was born in slavery to a black mother and a white father at the age of 8 years old. The man who owned me sent me to Baltimore, Maryland, to live in the household of a huge old. Their old wives taught me how to read. I tried to attempt to escape slavery at the age of 15 years old, but I got discovered before I could do so.
How did slavery affect your life?
I worked tirelessly to make sure that amputation would be one of the war's outcomes. I recruited African American men to fight in the U.S. Army, including two of my sons who survived in the famous 54th Massachusetts Volunteer Infantry.
Who were your parents?
My mom's name was Harriet Bailey, and my dad's name was Aaron Anthony. My mother was a black slave woman.
How do you think people remember you?
I will forever be remembered for my passionate work to ensure that Americans live up to the ideal upon which it was found, and guaranteed freedom and equality for all its people.
I hope you enjoyed our podcast.